Jakub Patočka is the editor-in-chief of an online magazine called Deník Referendum and is a leading Czech left-wing journalist. He made national headlines at the end of last year when his website ran what it said was the Czech president's New Year's address. However, it turned out to be a hoax made up of the president's favorite phrases. So was it a marketing trick with a message? That was my first question for Jakub Patočka.
Well, it was interpreted in such a way, but it was by any means not the intention, original intention. We just wanted to make a New Year's Eve joke for our readers, and we could not possibly foresee that other media would take it for real, wouldn't understand and wouldn't call us to find out whether it was real or just a joke, and run it as a real story.
For a decade, you were the editor-in-chief of a very renowned Czech weekly Literární noviny, which you left in 2009. Why did you leave, and what do you think of the situation of Literární noviny today?
For all the time when I was in Literární noviny, it was not possible to publish the weekly without substantial donations. They were partly covered from the state, but it was under growing attacks, politically motivated attacks, because Literární noviny were left-leaning newspaper, and it was quite unpopular among certain circles, in governing circles. And later, in the last decade, it was almost impossible to go on, because the run on all our sponsors to really shut down the donations they were giving us was so hard, and so making things for them and also for us, of course, difficult, that it was not possible to go on with publishing the printed weekly. Therefore, we used the only option we had left at that moment to sell it to a group of investors close to Social Democratic Party. They were originally promising to the old editorial team that they would go on, and they really made it quite clear that they just want the people to carry on with their work, but it has not happened at the end, and I think it's quite a disappointment, and I think also the present state of the Literární noviny newspaper is quite pitiful.
You have repeatedly criticized Czech media for their right-wing inclinations or right-wing attitude. So what's the state of the Czech left-wing media scene?
The state of the left-leaning media in general in Czech Republic is quite easy to describe, because there are virtually none. We are not mainstream media so far. We hope to become, to be recognized as one of the mainstream media in the Czech Republic, but not through writing, as the mainstream is writing here, but through gaining the support of readers and substantial readership, so that the other media will have to recognize us as one of them. On one hand, we want to become one of them. On the other hand, we really want to be a solid alternative against them. There is one major daily that is often described as a left-leaning, which is the Daily Právo, of course, but in my opinion, they are too conservative on too many issues, especially are very hesitant to cross the interests of their potential advertisers. And also, they are very conservative on the new left political issues, like green issues or human rights issues. On those issues, they very often take conservative stance. So basically, there is a huge space left for us to fill.
Well, why hasn't that space been filled yet? You said that Literární noviny could only survive because of donations or grants. Why aren't Czechs interested in reading left-wing opinions?
I wouldn't say they are not interested. And what I also think, it's important not to read only opinions, but to have the whole structure of the media and the way it carries news. Saying left-leaning, it's like it wouldn't be independent in the concept of writing the news, which is not true. It's just the focus on the issues you cover. You simply, in the right-wing media, or basically all mainstream media in the Czech Republic, you don't see issues described in the way they have impact on the lower two-thirds of the society. The media are incredibly biased on the perspective from people usually living in Prague, living on a high standard, and people in the country from the Czech media barely can learn what's going on in most of the country.
You also said that the new government presented a threat to the reputation of democracy amongst Czechs, I suppose. Do you really see that as clear cut as this?
Yes, I would say so, because the essential thing is that people don't distinguish between economic policies and political system to such an extent. And when they'll see the spectacular failure that's going to be induced on them during the coming 4 years, they will not say this is a failure of neoliberal, pro-market, extremist policies, but it's a failure of democracy as such. And I think the danger was already obvious during the last elections, when we saw for the first time such a huge numbers of voters supporting entirely new parties. They had only one advantage to the old ones, and the advantage was they didn't know them, which is pretty scary, I would say.
But isn't this a big opportunity for the Social Democrats as well? Because they lost the elections, in fact, due to various reasons, including possibly media manipulation, as the former leader Jiří Paroubek said. But don't they have a great opportunity now to reform and offer an alternative?
They do. But what we have seen throughout the years is that if they are masters in something, Social Democrats, then this is squandering opportunities. So I really have high hopes for Social Democrats that they reform and they become the modern leftist democratic party that is able to address all the substantial issues, communicates on ordinary basis with civil society, understands the cultural importance of civil society, supports all the different green issues, social issues, cultural issues. But when I see the real state of the party, I somehow cannot make myself to believe that this is realistic.
You have yourself been involved in politics. You headed the Green Party ballot for European Parliament elections. You were an advisor to the former Social Democrat Prime Minister Vladimír Špidla. Would you consider getting into politics again?
Well, I would consider, but for the time being, I'm really completely focused on media, and I have no other plans than to try to make out of Deník referendum the, as I said, alternative to the Czech mainstream, as, and at the same time a part of it.